Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord does not work around what men call circumstances. Rather, He is the God of circumstances, as He works His sovereign will through them, confounding men in the process. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor? John, who would be called John the Baptizer, the Baptist, or the Immerser, was a Nazarite who was filled with the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. We see the evidence of the indwelling of the Spirit in John when Mary visited Elizabeth, and he leapt in her womb, perceiving the presence of Him whose name is above every name. Isaiah identified John as the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Being the last of the Old Testament prophets, he could only see the purpose for which Christ came into the world through very dim eyes, even though he could see more clearly than any who had gone before him. Thus we see him crying in the wilderness. Now surely this world is a wilderness to all of those whose citizenship is in another country, which is not made with hands. Yet he could only behold Christ from the wilderness, even as Moses could only view the promised land from afar. He was given to know that he was the Lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. He could recognize his place of honor in the kingdom of God, and he had some understanding of the power of Christ to bestow his Spirit upon his disciples, baptizing them with fire. Yet he was not allowed to see the complete work of Christ in dying for sinners and then rising again from the dead as the first fruits of them that sleep. He could not fully grasp the spiritual nature of Christ's kingdom. Thus the Lord said of him, "For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." What a privilege is bestowed upon those who have been given eyes to see the finished substitutionary work of Christ in the behalf of those whom he loved with an everlasting love. We should not be amazed at the lack of understanding which John had, especially when we think of the fact that the Lord's own disciples, who accompanied with him from the beginning of his ministry, actually missed the point of his coming, as they asked if he would now restore the kingdom to Israel when he was about to ascend. Yet with all of his limitations and odd habits, John alone is that messenger sent by the Father to herald the advent of Christ to the world. No one else was called to this work, and none could perform it, except him to whom it was appointed. His declaration was a word of comfort to the sons of God. John bore witness of the gospel in the clearest of terms when he told his own disciples, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." This is a message of certainty. He bore witness that what he came to do, he would most certainly accomplish. There is no greater word of comfort which can be given to the children of God than the declaration that he has obtained eternal redemption for them. He has not attempted to do it, awaiting their cooperation to make it certain, but by his own blood he has purchased their redemption, and they are his possession. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." This voice crying in the wilderness said, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord." This word "prepare" literally means turn to face or behold, and is often translated from the Hebrew as turn or looked upon. But we all, with open face, beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. This is in direct contrast to beholding the law of sin and death. The perfect law of liberty, which is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, has made us free from the law of sin and death. This way, being Christ, levels hills, straightens curves, and smooths the path for those who are sojourners through this land of sin and sorrow. He is our peace who has broken down the walls of separation between us and the riches of his kingdom. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The glory of the Lord is here seen as he described it to Moses. And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." Have you beheld his glory?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.